I think every 4 years when we have a presidential race in the United States, we find two candidates, particularly when they're non-incumbent candidates, who express skepticism about trade agreements. If you look back over the years, there's very few candidates for president who have been pro-trade agreements, but there have been very few presidents who have not been pro-trade agreements. So we tend to see a transition between candidate and incumbent on the question of trade agreements. If you recall in 2008, particularly as the primary campaign got into the Midwest, Ohio and Michigan, et cetera, then candidate Senator Obama declared that he would renegotiate NAFTA. And that was a very strong arguing point that he made to try and distinguish himself from Hillary Clinton, whose husband, as we all know, ended up taking the NAFTA agreement that George Herbert Walker Bush negotiated and passing it through the Congress. At that time, Hillary Clinton was more defensive of NAFTA, but not strongly vocal in her support. So this year, it's not surprising to me that we have pending, the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, a much broader, much more significant in terms of its global reach as a trade agreement than NAFTA was. And that agreement was negotiated by the Barack Obama administration. The irony as compared to his campaign in 2008. So Mr. Trump does not say that he is anti-trade agreements. What he says is that he is anti-bad trade agreements. Typically, you never find someone who believes that any trade agreement was well negotiated if it wasn't their administration that did it. But I think as it relates to NAFTA, as it relates to TPP, certainly Mr. Trump's position is that he could have negotiated and would negotiate a much better agreement on behalf of American commercial and economic interests. So I think it's important to note that he isn't, quote, anti-trade agreements. He's just anti-anybody else's trade agreements, which is not novel. Secretary Clinton has expressed reservations about the TPP as written. Importantly, she has not said, I am against trade agreements. She has said, I would do a better job of negotiating this particular trade agreement.